At least four inmates at Auckland's women's prison were gassed with multiple canisters of pepper spray while inside their cells in an approved tactic their lawyer says is risking lives. Two of the prisoners spent 4 months in a segregation unit where they had to lie face down on the ground, often with their heads beside the toilets, if they wanted to be fed. They sometimes went days without food if they refused to comply with what they saw as a humiliating ritual. One of the inmates became severely depressed and attempted suicide, but was resuscitated and returned to the segregation unit the next day in conditions likened to being kept like caged animals. The treatments come to light after three inmates were charged with burning prison property, and the court case over the arson revealed the conditions the women faced at New Zealand's largest women's prison. Investigative journalist Guyan Espiner reports.
After she lit a fire which caused $20,000 worth of damage to prison property in October last year, inmate Mihi Bassett was sent to D Wing, a segregation unit known as the Pound. Prisoners deemed a security risk usually spend 2 weeks there. Bassett was held for 4 months.
It was like going to war. They were hostile, we were hostile. So it was just a never-ending, repetitive cycle of ugly every day.
Her lawyer, Hannah Kim, is appalled at how her client was treated.
Prisoners being zoo animals and officers like zookeepers. It was very degrading.
In the Pound, this included having to perform what the prisoners saw as a humiliating ritual just to be fed.
The prisoner is told to get down on the ground, their face on the floor, their legs up, their toes pointing in the air, and they have to do that before the food is served. And if they don't, or if they don't do it right away, prison officers will regard that as a refusal and refuse food.
Hannah Kim also represents inmate Karma Cripps, who's been Bassett's partner for 3 years. Cripps also spent 4 months in the Pound and says she had to undress in front of male guards and plead for basic hygiene items.
One of my clients, Karma, said in evidence that she had to show used sanitary product to be given a new one. That came from both female and male prison guards.
Hannah Kim says while that was degrading for the women, the practice of bombing them in their cells with pepper spray could have been life-threatening for Cripps, who has asthma.
My client had told me that it doesn't really matter where you stand in the room, you'll be bombed and you'll be suffocating and you won't be able to open your eyes and you will have trouble breathing.
Corrections officers put a hose under the cell door and deploy canisters of pepper spray in what's called a cell buster extraction, designed to get a non-compliant prisoner to vacate their cell. At least four women were subjected to the tactic, which is now part of separate court action for human rights violations. Mihi Bassett was traumatised by the conditions in D Wing. She tried to commit suicide in January and had to be resuscitated by prison staff. But Bassett and Cripps were both sent back to the Pound the next day.
And what shocked me more was that they put Karma into Mihi's old room, which is where Mihi tried to kill herself.
Corrections doesn't deny what happened to the women, but in court, the police prosecutor tried to show that Mihi Bassett brought the treatment on herself.
Did you become verbally aggressive towards staff?
Most times, yeah.
Using words similar to threatening to kick a staff member's head in?
Can't remember, but
possibly something along
those lines, yeah.
Corrections says there were about 65 incidents where Bassett, who's serving 10 years for her role in a home invasion, was violent or threatened violence to prison staff, and that she was subject to 42 disciplinary hearings. Corrections says the women were bombed with pepper spray in their cells because they'd activated the sprinklers, and after that happens, the inmates know they have to vacate the cells for safety reasons.
Did you refuse to relocate peacefully?
No, I didn't refuse to relocate peacefully. I just was scared from knowing what happened the day before. I was, hiding underneath the bed.
Manukau District Court Judge David McNaughton will decide early next year whether or not Mihi Bassett will get extra jail time for the arson, but made it clear he was concerned about the conditions in D Wing. Alison Fowley, the Deputy Prison Director at Auckland Women's Prison, says forcing the women to lie face down on the ground before they are fed is a security measure. Judge McNaughton asked whether that was over the top.
That looks pretty extreme as a security measure. Wasn't it just be asked to stand back against the wall, bar wall while the food is delivered through the hatch?
You're asking me to give an opinion on something that I wasn't involved in as the decision maker.
Judge McNaughton also asked Alison Fowley whether it was necessary to send 6 guards in riot gear to hose pepper spray into a cell to extract a prisoner.
That looks like an overwhelming use of force. Do you think justified in these circumstances?
The review's been completed and it's been assessed as being justified.
Correction says it can't comment further because the case is still before the courts. Mo te hōtaka o te ata, ko Gaia Nespana tēnei.